Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke, a change is going to come. I never get tired of listening to this lyrics. It does something valuable. I'm working on my humanity. There are a lot of things, serious kind of things, I see in myself. I want to grow beyond, grow them out. Absolutely. If you love your humanity, beyond seeing your faults, that's not good. Because there's a lot of things wrong with us as we are. And if we just love our emotions and like to do fleshy things, it's not the kind of internal understanding for a civilized person. Get that? We are not lower beasts. We are not Homo erectus, please. We are Homo sapiens sapien. Don't let these Homo erectus white people fool you. They've been fooling us over the past 12,000 years. Write a Bible and name us. And we need to understand who we hybrid civilized people are. And if you do not understand that these white people that you see in America and call themselves American, they're sodomites. And they have gotten in a position where they begin to take on our character, to look and talk and do stuff like us. The exception is they are a sodomite culture and we are hybrid civilization. We same black people that they behave like, oh, they can't stand us, they can't this and that. They are pretending. If you don't know they are pretending, read back 12,000 years. It's much further than 12,000 years. You need to read the identity of white people. What I'm telling you is very, very important and crucial for the world that we are in right now, because these people, they're ruling the world with what? Sodomy. Imagine that. And they were clever enough to take away our military and create their own laws. They don't care about the Elohim laws or the Hernamu or Amurabi, and they don't care about kingship laws. See, they overthrow the king in Rome and call themselves by the name of the king, Roman, and lie that they were the first Romans. They lie that they were the first Greeks and everything. Come on! What are they doing in America? Don't you read and know the history? Look, these folks are out there running the world with just fucking the other guy's ass and make law here in America to marry these kind of stuff. We're not reading. We don't know what's going on. They take over the world now and controlling us under their fucking sodomite rules, A.D. and Adamani. And A.D. and Adamani doesn't have any law except what them say. Who give us authority to listen to white people and their laws? They don't have absolutely any rights at all in our Western hemisphere, and yet still we allow them to say they're ruling our hemisphere. And we are afraid of them because they have guns and bombs and all kind of thing. And guess what? We don't have the truth to tell them. Because if you think about how long black people have been struggling under white supremacists, it's simple. Because we don't have any truth to send these people back where they come from. That's where they should be right now. But guess what? They find out they can trick black people. They can and do it in the worst way, because they were never civilized in any kind of way. They're still not civilized. Look at what they did to the black people. If they were civilized, you think they would invade where we live, kill us in all kind of ways, turn around, they have democracy government? Where do you think these white, sick, psychopath, honest, fucking white people, where do you think they get democracy from? You don't read, so you don't know. So these fuckers can make churches and make popes and everything and make A.D. and Adamana, A.D. and a la 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 la. A.D. and Adamana, it don't come from nowhere civilized. These fucking ass white people, come on. She's sick. This is sick. They are, you know, with it. All of these institutions emulate from the African civilized people. That's what they do. And they find out that we are young, underdeveloped, and then they've been here like 1.5 million years ago. And they had no civility above making stone tools. That's what the World History textbook says. And if you see what they do in the world, you can tell that they are fucking each other's ass as a culture. And they come on now and find out that we are a young hybrid culture. And they, with their trickery, come and mingle themselves and find out that, okay, they can learn a lot from us. And that's all they're doing. So they come now and jump ahead and say they are educators. They're educating us. These fucking idiots say they can write a Bible and write a Adam and Eve in a garden. And we sit back and make them do it. They tell us that we need to be saved. And we decide we have to be saved too. These white people, they don't belong on no African land whatsoever. You know, I have been talking for some time, and nobody pays any attention to what I say. But these white people, if they have a government, they take their fucking ass with it into Europe. It's not a joke. If you look into what we have as official prehistory, what the gods lay down here, in kingship government, and they come and begin to use their fucking ass brains and trick the black people. They've been here over 2 million years, long before any civilized person come on in Africa. First civilized people come in Africa. The gods them came above, minding their business in Africa, until they create people like us. Homo sapiens sapiens. This is where the truth is coming from. Okay? It's not in the Bible. Hey, King Jeremiah. I called you earlier. Okay. Are you doing all right? All right. Now I'm on my BTR show, right? Black Talk Radio show. And I'm wailing away, right? I'm talking very, very serious stuff here, bro. And so therefore, we will have to talk later, but you can give me your last word if you have anything to say. But people listening to you, eh? Oh, yes, there's always listeners, whether or not they come and stop by, but I have a database that reflects that people listen to me. Even if I don't, I'm not seeing them. Yes, so that's what I'm going on with right now. So we'll chat later. Take care, yeah? All right, Roger. Yes. I'm telling you, and it's hard for a lot of people to digest that, because how I get to know these things, my friends, they were at the bottom of my unknowing. I didn't know these things because, number one, I wasn't reading well enough at a fourth grade level when I was 27 years of age. I wasn't understanding anything. You know, things of the church and how the church was formed. That was a question that is asked to me, I would be asking, how did the church come about? You know, who make up the church? But loosely, they teach us in the church, like, is African people, and Jesus, you know, is really a real reality. That's the way I'm brought up to think. And my parents are Christian. It's shocking to me that when I went and learned to read a lot better than fourth grade level, I begin to understand things. And eventually, that separated me from the church. You see what I mean? Because now what I understood as reality, I find out none of that is true. None of what we read in the Bible about God make heaven and earth and rest on the seventh day, none of that is true. But these white people teach black people it is true. And they couldn't read. They could only make stone tools, and that's what is in the official history. But they're coming and talking to us with Billy Graham tongue and evangelizing the gospel of Christ. And I grew up with that. I know nothing else but that. But what I'm trying to tell you, what is joke to them is death to us, because they strip us of all of our self-esteem, identity of self. They strip us of all of that. And you can watch Good Morning Joe and see the extent of what I'm telling you. None of what they believe is in line with civilization. None. The Good Morning Joe and his wife. Look, the reason why Good Morning Joe has a woman beside him as his wife and stuff, it's simple because they find out they have a need to behave like they are natural people. Now, why I'm here and I'm able to say these things, you know, it is because I know it's true. I read it, and I know that in quite a few years gone by, I didn't know any of these things. I couldn't say them. Now, for me to come out and say them like the way I'm doing right now, it's because I'm not sick. Because if I just picked up these things because I hear people saying them, I'll get into a lot of trouble for that. I'm not getting in no trouble right now. It doesn't matter what, how ugly the things are that I tell you. I ain't getting in no trouble because you know what? There is no government to prosecute me. They don't have a government to prosecute me for what I'm saying. This is African territory, the African Western world. We're these fucking ass come doing in the Western world when they could not find the Western world 100,000 years ago when we were walking out of Africa. These fucking ass, they didn't know how to get to the Bering Bridge. You get it? When they're telling us about Jesus was born in some manger and all this kind of stuff, these fucking idiots, they know it's not true. They know it's not true. But they have the world all by themselves because something have yet to be made right with black people's sense of reasoning. And they won't be better until they start to read and understand words. Understand words. Because they have university education under who? Who frame the university education? Are these fucking ass white people them come in and say they're taking over the world and we make them take it over? But we have the truth here to knock them back upon the dry grass, steppe, upper Asia. We have the truth to send them back there. Right now, them enjoying themselves with democracy, and you know where the shit democracy come from? Read it. Google it. You'll find out who come up with democracy. It's these fucking ass white people, A few years ago, beyond, we never even born yet.
It's them. They make up, you know, they learn from us and adjust themselves to a way of taking control. And we lose track. We don't know how to take control. So we keep on talking all these years. Now, it's a total different story. If they would want to come and, like, say something to me, you don't have any white people out there to come to me. I mean, the best lawyer you have out there. They cannot come and talk to me about church because church has no ancient traditional validity. The people that we're talking about are they who write the Bible. And you're going to Genesis, creation story, and what they're writing in there is because we just don't develop and understand. But if we, anytime you start to read and understand what the Bible is, then you find out, oh, the Bible doesn't have any academic consultant or teacher's reviewer to say Adam and Eve is on some geography somewhere. It don't exist. And these fucking ass white people, they know what they're doing. They know they are, I mean, deceiving the African people who don't develop and understand. And that's why they take over education. You see, and begin to like talk about them are Greek, them are all kind of something else that they were never, ever were. No. But this is amazing how they do the things they do. But look, they are nothing like the African ethnic people, these white people. And what I'm saying to you is because I know I'm right with what I'm saying. I know we understood the history. They would not be here. They just would not be here. Because they're talking about they have government. They don't have the dust of government. And you don't have any, I mean, if you bungle all of their lawyers together and bring them in front of me, bring them on this show here, and none of them would last. And I want to tell you something. They are not, none of them is going to face me. You don't have any lawyer out there to face me and talk about AD and Adamani. You see what I mean? There's no such thing as an AD and Adamani. But taking that shit and control black people. You see? Making, when they come to America, was there any prison house in America? No, there was none. It's them who come and bring all kind of atrocities and all kind of a criminal acts in America. You see? And they turn the Africans into Christians. That's what they have done. Now, if we start reading and know and have sense, these people will never stand up in front of us. Oh, no. I am one person. And I am on this radio program, I'm paying for it, and they would intervene and mute my mic. They haven't muted me in quite a few weeks now, so I don't know what they're learning. And I don't know what they're learning because they must have found out by now that, look, in life, there's just one way out. Go back to your indigenous land where you come from. And that is what I am sent to do. Okay? There is no government that is run in America. Because they'll tell you what their Supreme Court and all. They don't know anything about court or law. White people do not. And they can't change what I'm saying because what I'm saying is true. It's because black people lose track of what has happened in their history. And therefore, they take charge and black people's mentalities in their development, very naive. If we take charge of language today, education, and push them out over the sea, over our educational system, it's a different story. A different story. For right now, it is in such a peculiar position. They are unique. These white people are unique. Unique in ways that no one else like them. Very much so. And I would know unless I read history. And it's the reason why you don't have a court system or nothing like that out there. If you know the truth about the African civilization, these white people cannot stand up in front of you for not even a solid minute to defend themselves. Because number one, they talk, use Bible like Bible is an authority book. The Bible is no authority book more than they have authority to fuck the other guys, like Obama make law to marry fuckers of ass. Don't skylock. Look, this world is not for white fucking ass white people. Our civilized world is not for them. And just plain and simple, as I am telling you, I mean, there's nobody who know me to talk the way I do here. I was never fearless until my head began to be affected. My thinking began to be affected. That's all I can say. I began to be affected. And it's just like they write in the Bible about Moses, you know, lead people out of the river. It's like similar to that. Because then, you know, we're not into the Bible thing and the Moses and all them kind of thing there. And Daniel in a lion den and those kind of stuff. We're not into those things, but that's what we grew up with. We grew up with that. When I began to read and begin to find out them things are not true. Now, listen to me. That's where the world is going to experience something. Because now the world thinks that white people are the power of the world. Okay? It's them. And now, you hear what I'm saying? Look, they are not government. They don't represent government. Why would they represent real government and invade all the African territory since 100,000 years ago or 80,000 years ago? Follow African people. We're only African people. Can take them. White people could not go anywhere save in Europe and in Asia. Doing what? By stone tool. That's all they could do. Come to the Bronze Age, and today they will tell you that they are the one who make bronze and make every single thing. These guys, yes, they won't come out and tell you how much they fuck their own people's ass, right? If we have any sense, we will see that they make laws to do it. They defend it in certain way, but they know that black people don't have very good worldwide view. They know that. We are underdeveloped, and they come and decide to just spread all kind of foolishness and affect our mind. Jim Jones could take 1,000 African people almost. And killed him off in place there. And he was a white man preaching Jesus. And black people love Jesus that don't exist so much that these white people still make money off of black people. Now, the thing is, they don't have anything to do with what I am saying. They only know they cannot use AD and Adamani anywhere on this planet once kingship government is represented. Kingship government is what been on the earth long before white people think they know anything at all about law. Because law is created by the Elohim themselves. It's in history. It's not, spiritual stuff I am talking about. I'm talking about actual existence of life. We allow these white fuckers to come out now like over 2,000 years, and it's like you can't tell them nothing. And we fall behind. But this has to be for some purpose. That it's not like you have a group of people coming up and going on with things. No. There's no two people here that is talking. It's just me. Right? And over a few years that I began to learn something different from what I grew up and know about the church. And church that is shrewdly established. The church system. When I read and find out the church system, of course, what can I do? So I know I have to go on learning more and more and more and more. Right? White people don't belong anywhere around black people. And when they find out that they could do it, they just go crazy to where black people don't have no respect at all. And at the rate that these white honest fuckers who know chase us everywhere we are and say, they are the one who control us. It's just too ridiculous to think about. And it is that we have not been seeing any possibility of getting rid from these honest fucking mad white, homo erectus people. We don't see a way of getting away from them because they become the best thieves and criminals and fucking homosexuals, and they don't find a reason to give black people respect. They don't find any reason because we don't give them no reason. If we can turn against our own history and identity of our own our own indigenous land and the history of the gods that set up everything for us, there was no other civilization around. Like I say, these white people, they're Homo erectus. Later on, they interbreed up with who they're not supposed to interbreed up with, and now create a new mental order for themselves. And now look at them. They were able to now interbreed up with black people too, and that make it the worst, because now this is why they can talk language and go on with all kind of things and imitate black people like they are natural. This is what is happening. Now, time has come. The time has really come. When, of course, it's appearing, it's going to take a little time for people to become aware that Bible and Adam and Eve is not a civilized thing, and there's just no way under knowledge of the right thing. We are not going to go to church, but think of what a person's mind is going to go through to leave the church. Serious learning. They would have to be serious about words and know the difference between the Bible and real prehistory before the flood and after the flood. You see, what we're reading about Adam and Eve and stuff like that, nothing don't exist like that. You see, what exists are these white people who learned certain things and decided to use those things very, very harshly to say they have the power and nobody else. Clever, right? And over the past few thousand years, we become submissive to what they call sodomite truth, Christianity. See what I mean? That is what has happened. Any child is going to parents do and say. And this is the case with the black people. If you read very well, you'll find out the story. This story is too big, wide, and broad for you, I mean, you to get, you know, like a thorough sense of the relationship between white people and black people. When you get a good grip, history says, I'm talking about history that has academic endorsement. And I'm not talking about white people academic endorsement. I'm talking about history that is prehistory. Certification, right? Where there is no scholar around that exists tell you for sure there was no flood, what you call the Noah's flood. You don't have any academic learning in history to tell you that is not true, that there was a widespread flood that destroyed quite a lot of people. It's written in the serious history and how that few people were left after the flood that started life all over again. And those were the days when the Elohims were on earth, right? And they were a part of the whatever was going on because they deal with the forces of nature and the fact of the human hybrid existence. You see? Now, what I'm trying to tell you is right now we have these white people claiming that they are running a world of their own and everybody must follow them. Telling you that's not true. That is just not true. They don't. Where do they come from? Where white people come from? They come from Europe. And in Asia, right? And how long were they there? Now, you know for sure that the history tells you that now known as Homo sapiens sapiens, we have nothing to do with Homo erectus. Because Homo erectus, this book will tell you, they never know to do anything besides making stone tools. And when they interbreed up with the Neanderthals, the Neanderthals a lot more intelligent than the white people, them Homo erectus. Okay, but Neanderthals did not go the furthest in civilization. They make good stone tool, like I would say better stone tool than these Homo erectus, right? They went up a little higher, and the stone tool, you know, and their science in the stone tools, right? But then, what makes the difference on Earth? Elohim God with the science from above, they brought it down, and Earth is very compatible with their homeland. So they brought all these things that are compatible. So whatever we are eating and wearing and whatever that causes us to have life, they brought it here. And you read the Bible and they will int in the Bible. They will int you that the earth was without form and without void, and what God had to do to, you know, to remove the waters from the waters and all this kind of thing and make dry land. Right? You read that much in the Bible. And what they're writing and talking about God and like a spirit God, who they're really talking about is the Elohim that came here in South Africa. That's who these faggots are talking about. They twist up everything. We need to understand the history, right? Because nobody is going to able to change anything. Once you have the blueprint there, okay, all of what you see here they're talking about and, you know, now they're talking about abortion and all this kind of stuff. They don't care anything about people's health care and stuff like that. They do not. They just want to keep the ignorance in the African people. That's all they care about. Because right now, they have everything set up in the world that we black people don't realize. We don't realize where these white people taking us to. So for the moment, you see white people behave like they appreciate life too. And they want the best things in life. And they fix themselves up like they are civilized people. And remember, they have done all these things to convince the world that they are civilized people, and we have not defied what they do. So we are at a point right now where they have put their clamp down on African people because now we accept AD and Adamani. And we don't know that AD and Adamani don't come from anywhere that is civilized. You know, they must fuck ass and get it. But there is no civilized place for you to learn. They don't have any place where they can prove to you that AD and Adamani is Latin. They fucked that up. The Latin that they're talking about and, you know, in the year of our Lord. There is no reality in the world academically about in the year of our Lord. There is no such a thing. There is no such a thing. And there are more things that we think exist, and they just do not. No wise men follow star direction to find a baby. No Herod kill any 2 year Ananda baby because the wise men never come back. Those things are, they call them myths. I don't bother with the word myth, right? I'll just tell you, it's clearly false. But they have riveted down in the world to people, and people just take it. That's the way it was with me. There's nobody opposing nonsense. You have to start reading to find out that, oh, really? So they tell you all those things, but I just found out reading consciously not too long ago. Say, oh, really? You can't read Genesis 2 and don't know. No, I ain't talking about these sodomite white people. Sodomite white people don't care about the truth. They write a Bible of lies. You know what I mean? And you would be surprised to know the unraveling that is going on. It's been going on. However, a lot of the African people, you know, going from Africa right back to the West, just allow white people to say and do anything they want because they don't stick with the language
Yes. Sticking with the language is paramount. We think today, just as a brother I have, I am about 6 years older than him, he has a PhD in theology, right? And I can get a conversation out of him. One of my brother and myself, who is this brother is like about 4 years older than I am, and he has a civilized brain. Yeah, okay. He left church at an early age, like 16, after he was going on there and preaching and loving Jesus and everything. Today, that brother and myself, and the younger one that I tell you with the PhD, we want to talk to him. And we tell him, you know, we would like to sit and talk. We are brothers, you know, right? Blood brother, mother and father, blood children. And we try to get him. And look here. He told my brother he's not going to talk to us, the two of us together. Yes. He is scared and worried. You see what I mean? We are sincere people in our believing in the church. When I begin to see things differently, it got my attention. Put it this way. When I begin to read and see these anomalies, it got my attention. It's not like I was frightened, but I was surprised. Nothing can be salvaged from the Bible. And it was not expected that I would have emerged into an experience of homosexual people running the world, and we don't understand that. Okay? And this world that we are looking at is not for them. They don't know the good use of it. So when you see them talking about they have military and all these kind of stuff that's going on, my friends, that's a very, very crucial thing for us to allow these fucking ass white people to make our African world theirs. And we don't have anywhere for ourselves. Listen, we come to the Western world because we were civilized, you see. That's why we came here. And do you know how long after we came here, these sodomite people chase after us and come with all of their poison and all kind of different stuff, kill us off and take what we have? They had an opportunity to come to the Western world long before we were created on Earth. They did not know how to, because I tell you, they're only stone tools. They only waited around for an opportunity where they could be doing what they're doing right now and don't know that, you know, they're not doing the best thing for themselves. They're not. Because while they are thinking right now that all of what they worked for over the past 2,000 years is theirs, they're lying to themselves. Because there is no law that says white people have wealth in America. The only law that says that is the one where they fuck and imagine. That's the only law they have with AD and Adamani, married people and do all kind of stuff. But it's not kingship law. It will never be law. It will only be fucking honest law that they create and say they create the law of the land. They are fucking fooling themselves thinking that they make law of the land. I know that's a lie. I know they invade our territories and
here they are, and here we are. We believe the words of Billy Graham and the Pope and all that, that they hold the key to life, and it's all a lie. Prove it. Prove it. Using the Bible, you know, I mean, you don't have to use your own book and prove it. One thing is for sure, as I see it, it is simple. White people have been trying to prove to black people that everything we own is theirs. And come on, oh gosh. Now, isn't it ridiculous? No. How did we come by what we have and what we know? How did we? They don't care about that. As long as they learn a little from us and prove to us they're the one who had it. There is absolutely no opportunity for black people. I say the wrong word. I meant to say there is no opportunity for white people to prove that they authentically have any place outside of Europe for themselves. You see, they only come up with the lies about, you know, AD and Adamani. They find a way. They found a way to convince black people, because black people fill up the world. The ethnicity world use that to convince our world that they really have the power to do what they're doing, kill you, whatever, and take what you have. And AD and Adamani is what they made from, say, 2,000 or so years ago, and begin to use it to rule outside world, outside of Europe, use it, you know, with the military and stuff like that. Where did the white people get a military from? Just think about it. Where white people get military from? Read the world history and it tells you their origin. Everything what they have, we know it today. I know it now. They are Homo erectus, and they left Africa and going to Europe 1.5 million years ago. The gods never come to Earth 450,000 years ago yet. And we were not created 200,000 years ago yet. Okay? And they have no use to themselves. It's the interbreeding opportunities that they get, and the ability to learn from civilized hybrid people. And that's what they have now, right now, trying to enhance their life, because all of their earlier interbreeding with ancestors died out. Homo erectus died out. And so is Homo the Neanderthals. They all died out. So what they are doing right now is trying to extend their life by interbreeding, getting a higher strength blood and in themselves. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing in America right now. And they're not going to feel the hail falling on them until we begin to tell them the truth and renounce this church and this whole bunch of fuckeries that they build up all over the place. That now, what I'm telling you is as serious as there is no white people in America that really have legal authority to anything they have. They do not. Because the only thing that bring them in the position that they are in is AD and Adamani fucking ass. That's it. They are not on their own land. What have they created? Nothing but stone tools, not for us, for themselves. All the language and stuff like that. Do we have the proof now where they learn it from? 1.5 million years ago, and these, all they were doing was fucking ass and make stone tools. That's it. It's just a joke. They know they're making prison houses, mental institution, and all kind of an institution for black people. Imagine. That's done away with right now. Done away with. Because they don't have nothing at all except what they have stolen in our jurisdiction. That's all they have. It is clear when they come, what they, why they say they come. It's only that they were only presenting that they want some economic type of substance. That's what they say. But now, reading the history and sum up everything, what they did, what their intentions were, doesn't show they had any intention of just getting a little economic help and go back home. Not even one nail print, toenail print. No, they don't have nothing in intent that that's what they really were about. They come here to do a work of psychology and all kinds of trickery. They did not intend to go back. They came out to primarily to turn black people, they think they can, into being sodomites and rule over the entire world. That was their intent, because when they started out to attack the African court system, wreck up everything, they didn't show an intent to get help and go back home with it. No, 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 no. They had no such a thing. They are sodomite culture. And they feel like, you know, nobody's going to change that about them. All right? And there you have it. Trail what they do and you will see they picked up on every little thing that we do as law and institution. They pick up on all of that. And they even pick up on polytheism and pretend that they are polytheism people and they worship the gods too. They emulate everything black people do because they emulate you putting on underwear and everything because they didn't know nothing of that like that. These white people, it's true. The history tells you, for real. Okay, so when they're out there now talking about democracy, they have a guy named Kleestein back in like 509 or 510 or something like that, or 58. Kleestein and his friends, they are the ones who come up with democracy. You see, that like about 2,600 years ago. You see what I mean? That's the history, my friend. You see, these them find, why they don't want us to read? Why they distract us with Jesus Christ and blood of Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve? It's because they know we will not read to find out anything. They see we are not developed well enough in words and control. And they know they got it together. And they didn't see that the light is coming around the curve, that something is going to happen. They see and talk to intelligent black people, but they find out at our focus, not right. You see? So all of the things that we say and talk, good arguments and stuff like that, we were not able to move them out of their position, you see. Now,
I don't have no friends or nobody like, you know, a tutor or not like that. The gods, they talk to my head. They make me honest. They make me the kind of person I am supposed to be in for anything to be right. And today, anybody can access my record. I know I was arrested at church. And I was arrested, like, at the swap shop. You know, I mean, by police, white police, who just don't care about respect for black people. I never committed no crime. I was arrested one morning. It's three times I was arrested in America. I was arrested one morning. I was going home from a Bible study with some of my friends. And came to the stop sign and did not make a complete stop, right? Nothing criminal, but this police was there like about 4 a.m. in the morning. You know, I'm having a great time talking. At that time, I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Bible back then. You know, talking about going back back in the early 80s and stuff like that. And, yeah, and I don't have nothing that, you know, to worry about, like my character or stuff like that. I've never been a bad person, you know. And now that I'm reading and finding out something that I just had no anticipation, no expectation that my Christian belief did not stand on civilized ground. No, I did not realize. I didn't thought about nothing like that. My Christianity, like, was solid. I didn't know nothing else. So it's really after I was like over 50 years of age, I began to find out when, you know, I go to church, get into trouble, and the minister them, they don't care nothing. They don't. The only money that they're working for in the church, none of the church is anything like what we think spirituality is all about. Christianity started off with man fucking man ass. That's how Christianity starts. It starts with them fucking ass. But they were fucking ass a long time before they wanted to make the church anyway. Right? They want to make the church down the road. After they were sodomized for like 2 million years, they were sodomized. Right? So now they're finding a way to live. And this is the way they found to live. Listen, my friends. There's a lot of things that we need to know about our world. And these white people say they build up churches and stuff like that in the Western world. We don't want them here. We don't want white people in any African territory. When they go to like Palestine and go New Zealand and all over the place, we don't want them anywhere on these lands, okay? Because they don't have any right in any kind of a way to it, to none of our lands. We are under kingship. Read the history, and you'll know this world has governmental history you have family was set up by the Elohim gods. And what you're reading in the Bible, you're reading a lot of what they are showing about God. They're really talking about the Elohim. That's what they're talking about, but they twist it around. Remember, over time, they were worshiping the gods too, but it came to a time when they decided to turn and go off on their own and create something like Christianity. If you think those things are good, you're wrong about that. And I am not going to fight anybody about it. But the point is, when you hear something, will you think of it? Look up the words. Research something. Stop believing nonsense. So I'm telling you, these white people
Follow good counsel. You hear? I tell you. Follow good counsel. Because we are people who need to understand. This book, The World is a Textbook, tells us the truth. And it's the reason why there is no, I'm not looking over my shoulder for nobody. Because these white fucking ass people, they can't stand to hear what I say. When I write a tweet and they chase me off of Twitter, they don't want to hear what I have to say. But guess what? That tweet is an appeal until now, and they have not been able to respond to the appeal. Why? Okay? And there is a bank that is trying to get money from me, and I find out that they're stealing from me. And I decide, you know what? Enough of this. Get to the point now where I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to manifest to you that you don't have a government here over African people. I'm going to prove that to you. You don't have no bank. You don't have no money. This AD Anadamani that you claim you have, it's dead long time. Invalid. Not in African territory. Go where you belong with AD Anadamani. But in any African country, they have bought AD Anadamani. That's strike. That's wiped out because it has never been civilized. We don't know. There is no government. You can't just come up and make up government in the world. You don't do that. It takes authority. Authority like the Elohim gods that came into Africa and set up the society to rule by kings. And these guys learn a little something and begin to like enforce their fucking ass nonsense. That's what they've done. Right? And now I am saying, you know, whatever the gods will, that's what is going to be done. But the point is this. When they are galloping and going on with all of what they're going on with, something is happening underneath. Okay? And when they're talking about, you know, their they're going to have like elections and all that. Black people must get out of this nastiness where the white people are doing. And you go in there to vote for them and all that kind of stuff. You must learn about the government of the black people, the civilized people. They are not civilized. Read this book that they have all over in the universities and stuff like that. And it will tell you about the end of the Neolithic age. Come on, just read a little of this. And it will tell you, coming right on down into the Bronze Age, and says, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, because it tells you that the black people were living in as inhabitants, and they were living in villages. You see, coming out of Neolithic towns and stuff like that, they're telling you there is no white European sodomite people around in this arrangement at the Bronze Age. They were called sea people because they were coming in and smash up all of the establishment of the Bronze Age that are of the civilized Africans. And that's what they were doing at that stage of the game. Because remember later, 509 BC, they would overthrow the king of Italy. You see what I'm saying? And clearly, how did they get to do all of that? Remember, 12,000 years behind you did a lot of damage to the African people, where these people were learning from us and following us wherever we go.
and find a way to like begin to like kick us out of where we belong and say it's theirs, right? So what I'm trying to tell you now is that when you read the World Literature Textbook, they are nowhere, but they come in and forge themselves and begin to use our name and use our geography, use everything against us. That's what they have done. They don't expect anything else to happen except what they're doing because the disparity was too large. All right? So what I'm telling you, it's refreshing and a renewing of my mind when I read about by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. It don't have anything to do with these homosexual of Europe or up there about 1.5 million years ago, man. They have an opportunity to go anywhere in the world. They couldn't, because the best thing that they know in Europe or Asia is to fuck each other's ass. It's the best thing they do. Okay? They're criminals. And stone tools that they can make and stuff like that. That's it. The history book tells you and separate them who are uncivilized with their stone tool to us who were created 200 to 200,000 years ago. And we can go anywhere we want, put up architecture and stuff like that. They learn every single thing from us and then turn around now and look at them today. Look at them today. Talk about their Americans. Why they don't talk about them being Europeans? No. Because they are faggots. Honest fuckers. The Pope don't hide it. Obama don't hide it. They think the world will just continue the way they see it. You know? And they have come to such a big, high, glorified standard now. Nobody cannot reverse them. They're wrong about that. Because as I show you, AD and Adamani was never any law to begin with. And if it were, why don't you show where is in the year of the Lord? Who is this Jesus guy? They cannot identify Jesus Christ. They just can't. The man who they're saying was born 4 to 6 years before they say or tell people that Jesus was born. They can't show you. They just can't. It's time that they are going to go where they belong and go run a government. You see that? They don't have any wealth of their own. AD and Adamani crush them, every living white person. It's not theirs, and they have no reason, no qualms whatsoever with black people because we didn't call them here. We didn't call them here. They decided they're going to, like, fuck anything about us that they can. That's what they decide. It's written all over in there. In their document, Puritan Christian agenda. I mean, these people don't leave no stone unturned to let you know they're nasty, nasty down to the last breath they have fucking ass. That's how nasty these white people are. Okay? So they, in the eyes of you going to church and stuff like that, you will not agree with me. But I don't know. Church long time is a fuckery thing. I found out. You see, so you can go on believing in what they're saying and stuff like that as much as you want, but I know no Adam and Eve never have a day and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to mix up yourself into their, weapon, cobwebs and the cockatrice egg,
you can go and go participate with them and wash the saints' feet and all these kind of a stuff, you see. Now, the world is not what we think it was, okay? And the Bible is not an authority book. And if you think you have somebody who know better than me, why don't you bring them? Bring them on. You have time. Bring somebody who know what they're talking about and who can handle what I'm saying. The authority that these white people that said they have with their institutions and stuff like that, they need to show validity of A.D. and Adamani and the Jesus Christ they talk about. This is African territory I'm talking. The Western world that they couldn't come all along because they're fucking blind and dumb. But by learning from us into breeding and all this kind of stuff, gave them ability and access. Okay? So we understand what the relationship is all about. And they make it be one that is adversarial. That's for their benefit. It's good when we become mature, read and find out the lies that they tell. Using your name and your title in front of your face and say it's theirs. That is over with. In fact, it is over with. It's not my responsibility or duty to do anything outside of what I am given power to do. And that is power to illuminate the darkness that we are living in. Let this earth be filled with the glory and the knowledge of the gods who set it up here. And my thing is pro Elohim and the rivers and all the trees and all these monoliths and things that they set up here. It's not for these fucking ass white people. We come here and talking about they own everything black people have. The day would come, though, when everything just run out. You see? Just run out. Because when you hear the thunder roll, when this morning a little nice shower of rain came on down, you know, and it didn't seem like, you know, it was widespread, but nice shower of rain. You know, and when you hear a little thunder roll and thing like that, like the other day you have the Ida hurricane, I think it was, and they probably had a few tornado touchdown or something like that. But listen, I wanted to just let you know what is really going on. They started out mocking and doing things and trying to get knowledge somehow, right? But I'm showing you the truth. They could not find the Bering Bridge because they were too uncivilized. They were able to follow us because they interbreed up on the Asian dry grass steppe over there. Okay? And so they learn is they take more and more out of the African people. That's all they were about is to rule. Now, I'm telling them, you know, they don't have a lot of sense. But I think they have some. Go back where you come from. Because instead, we're going to talk about them finding a way to be in America. No, there is no space in America for fucking ass stinking. I mean, all these killing and stuff like that they come here and do. There's no pardon to the dead. Okay? Now, that's the bent. There's just no way. I see a way to say these white people, it's okay for them to stay in African territory. No. No, they don't deserve nothing like that. You think about what they have done over all these years to the African people who had nothing to protect them? And you want to say, we have received the knowledge that exists us as a species. And we must say, these fucking ass white people have space in America? Why would we do that? I don't have any reason to think that way. These fucking ass, let them go back and preach Genesis 19. Okay? They want to fuck the two men, stinking ass. That's what they wanted to fuck. That's what they write in the Bible. Okay? That's what these white people are. Don't let them fool you. Fool you about what? About the lies that they write about Adam and Eve. All right? That's what you want? Listen, these white people with the Christian church, read good and you will see in history why they started Christianity, man. They shift out of polytheism and start Christianity. That's where they begin to really kill the African people and talk about they have A.D. and Adamani. A.D. and Adamani is a fuckery. I mean, these mad homosexual stuff. And somehow they managed to cast vapor over our eyes and we don't know anything, but the time has come. The time has come. We now must look on them for their own identity. Because all they're doing right now is deceiving the black people. That's all they're doing. They're doing this and they're doing that and you think they're doing things that make you feel like, oh, they're doing good. You think so? If they were doing good, they wouldn't be here to be doing the kind of good that they're doing. You get it? And the amount of black people, they, you know, destroy their brain and destroy their children's brain and stuff like that. No. The judgment is they will pay a price. Go back where they come from. A.D. and Adamani have no wealth for them because it was never law to begin with. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I am very, very serious about what I'm saying, okay? And it's not going into a fight with anybody at all. It's a matter of talking the truth, and the truth has what it takes to drive out these fucking homosexual out of every square inch of land. African. Go back where they come from. Why you have to be among us? Why? You don't have any, intelligent sense. You can read and blah, 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 but to do what? To kill black people and to take away what they have? With A.D. and Adamani, that don't work no more than the fucking nonsense that you're doing. So, you know, we don't need to be into no argument about anything. And this is not the time when you're going to make treaty. You're not going to make any treaty with Africans no more. The time when you say you're not going to do that, all right, well, the days are for ignorance. No more of that. No more of that. All of the evil will befall them right in front of our eyes. Okay? Right in front of our eyes. Evil will befall them one by one. Or two by two or whatever. No sympathy for them. Because they never showed African people respect. Simple respect. And there are some white people who I am aware that never liked what the rest of them were doing. And they killed some of their own people who try to be sympathetic to black people. But not the government has never shown that. You know, so I'm acknowledging that some of these people does show good. Okay, but, I mean,
that doesn't get them a spot in America. It doesn't get you a spot in America at all. Because the people been here after they come through the Bering Bridge. And at least let's put it at about 12,000. And I think some go up a little further. Years that they, African people, are in America. And they come with their fucking imperial colonialism. Where that come from? Hammurabi's law code? Eh? Hello? Listen, they fool who they can fool as long as they did. There is no law, other law than kingship in African territory. Whoever don't want to observe it, it's their business. They're going to suffer because as much suffering that these faggots have, you know, I mean, put out on the black people, why would you want more of that? Now we have the truth, rejoice in the truth. Otherwise, go perish with them. Fucking ass nonsense, them. Listen, what I have to say is not a lot of people want to hear what I have to say. However, what I'm saying is the truth. It is the truth. And for it to take so long for us to arrive. Now, if we are there, what do you think I'm going to do? Unload. Unload. So these white fucking ass white men, they think they're above us. Gonna find out that's not true. First of all, AD Anno Domini was never law. None whatsoever. Prove that right now. All of the billions and billions of stuff that they stolen and stuff like that. Prove that you had government for that. Prove that you came into America legally. Prove that. You know what I mean? But most of all, what is most important is whether or not authentication for AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord is true. Right? They can lie as much as they want. Lie as much as they want. And in the days when we were not comparable to the kind of stuff that they were doing and making all kind of nonsense we don't understand. It's different. It's different now. It's different now. Because we know about law first before they did, and they come and advance themselves in it. Well, now, you can't be any more serious than I am about what is law and where law came from. A little portfolio. They set up society on earth. These you can prove. When did white people begin to, like, a family set up? There was always faggots, right? Now they begin to behave like a family like black people. How long they've been reigning in Palestine? And talk about Abraham's children. Now, these faggots don't have anything to do with Abraham. Do you know that? But they are writing a Bible about God speak to Abraham from out of the sky. And Jesus is also a spin-off of black man. They have used everything down to rags of the black people. Because whether or not you can see it, black people represents gold. Black people represent gold. The gold that you see they are invading and talk about colonialism and all this kind of stuff. They don't have any kind of permission, legal permission. And now they're talking about they're making law New World Order, and all this kind of stuff, simply because we lag behind on certain things. We don't have a grip. We don't have a grasp. But the time would come when we are down on our backs and they are up in the sky flying their jets and stuff like that. That's the time they're going to get slapped down just like they were slapped down in where? Mars. Yes. On Mars. And the Mars moonlet. You probably don't know about this. But listen, a lot of things happening on Earth right now with these faggot fucking white people. Them, remember, they don't respect the black people when they come here and talk about using federal law. This is just one of the things that they did, because there is nothing that they have done with federal law that is really government. Authentic government. They don't have any government from day one. Okay? So, this is the problem. It's for people to understand that you're living in a world that don't have a government, but you have white fucking ass white men who's saying that they have AD and Adamani as law. It's not going anymore, because not as long as I can prove every single thing that I'm saying. They cannot have excuse to be in our territory where we are given the land to live the way we want to live here. Them run after us, they learn a little sense and run behind us. I'm now talking about they have imperial colonialism. Where's the basis of that AD and Adabani fucking ass? Come on and prove that. You see what I mean? So they're not going to make any excuses for being on our territory. None whatsoever. So all of what they think that they earn and stuff like, no, everything that they claim they earn, it's ours. They work for us, if you want to call it that. They can't come here and take what we have and employ themselves and then turn around and say it was all theirs. No, you don't get it like that. You are the right to earn your way in Europe. You did it for 1.5 million years. That's where you were. When we came, and within about 100,000 years, we are migrating outside, not inside, but outside of Africa. Where did you all go from Africa? Straight into Europe or Asia. That's where you go. Where else did you go? Nowhere, until you met the African people 100,000 years ago, walking out of Africa through Asia and eventually came through the Bering Bridge. Why these fucking ass white people did not go and spread themselves out long before the black people came around? They couldn't. I told you already. They don't have no use. They never was civilized. And you read and know, okay? Listen, the time has come. Let the gods' wrath come down on them. Right? Here is a story, if you don't know, the story of Phobos. Phobos 1, Phobos 2. What these fucking white men are doing to the planet and the African people, who are the only civilized people. They're going to find out.
all of the wealth that they have, that they are this and they are that. That's what they use to gain fame and fortune. Really don't have those real fame and fortune. Because nothing that they have is theirs. And if they have legal sense, they know that I am right. Because they never established a government that's real, because they were pretending that they were under the government of the Elohim. They were pretending that. Why are they pretending that? And call themselves Romans. Come on. So clearly, they don't have any claim to a legal position on African territory. They are fucking ass idiots. That's what it is. Let me move on from where I'm at. But I wanted to read to you this portion. And that is, I was reading some of it to you, that this should lead to a whole new pattern of human life. If you're out there and you're listening to what I'm saying, what I'm reading from the World History Textbook, I know that this is authority. This is not reading scripture. This is the truth about civilized life on earth. And these fucking ass white people need to track themselves back to their dry grass PPE. Get off the African territory. Because it was never theirs. Okay? Get off. And if you think that, oh, everything would be right from here on out, you make a very, very sad mistake. Very, very sad mistake. Because if you think you're going to, like, you know, take the 509 coup and build for yourself and go intimidate Africa and able to, like, do anything you want, because that's basically anything that these faggots want to do, that's what they do. And they kill off everybody. I mean, you know, I mean, look at the killing that they have done. Look at what they have done, and we must look at them with some eyes of pity or something like that. Are you crazy? And they're still making our land, our settlement, theirs? You're crazy. And she wants to talk a bunch of nonsense. No, we don't have gun shooting and all them kind of foolishness. We don't have those things going on, but we have the wrath in our tongue, okay? And then you must know what happened after that. We're not fighting with no gun, okay? And they can have all of what they want and talk about. But don't come talking about you're American, okay? Just understand, you are not any American. No white people is American. And you never come here because you were clean and like you want to be someone. You come here for what is called American dream. Yeah, because you call this place the United States of America. Who dare them to rename this place? It's not theirs. There's nothing they have here. But because the black people take so long to develop, they walk in with their trickery after taking all of the little civilized things that were, you know, beneficial to them. Now, I'm telling you what the truth is. This would lead, this civilization of the African people of Mesopotamia, India, and China, this new experience would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. So think about the days of the villages and stuff like that. This is a new time. And it says, the emergence of civilization. Civilization is not what these white people talk about. You know that? No. They're not dealing with civilization. They messed up every single understanding about civilization. These faggots. They mix up everything. And now they want you to look at them like, oh, they're the one with the knowledge and they make the law. Oh, really? Now, let's talk about that. Is it law or fucking ass? Because you can't be using law to marry two men, fuck ass all of your life, and you're going to talk about that a law, but you use that same law there to kill black people and take away everything them have. That's what is down in record here. Okay? If you're out there and you feel like these white people, they, you know, all set in what they're doing, you make a sad mistake, because they don't have to face the fact of what they do. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way that they have a little corner, you know, where they're going to, like, you know, get off and do what they want to do. No. You know, you got to go back where you come from. This geography right here and a white fucking ass white people of geography. Don't run behind us and follow us, because we are civilized. We have language. We have everything. And therefore, you want some of it too. And then you're going to interbreed up and do all kind of things and run behind us. And then say, well, look, we come. What you have is ours, because imperial colonialism and this and that. And because we don't fight. We don't fight. They get to pull off them prank. Now, I'm telling you, you know, it's done away with. That's my understanding. The fact, the truth was there all along. It's not that, you know, it was any valid all along. But these criminals were allowed to reign, right? But the truth was there looking on. There was never a legal premise for these white people to invade the Western world and say they take it over. Because they're not civilized. They must stay there where they come from. You see? But now they want to fool the world that they have a right to make the world whatever they want it. That's not true. That's not true. The history don't show it's nothing like that. So, I tell you how the black people's life fashioned, coming from this 4,000 down into the Bronze Age to what is now an elegant emergence of civilization. And it tells you, it's not them, it's the gods that created the culture of the people. And as we have seen, we have seen early human beings formed small groups that developed into a simple culture and enable them to survive. As human society grew and became, when you say human society, white people are not humans in the context of civilized humans. They're not. That's what you have to understand. If you don't understand that, they're going to always come and put the thing around your neck. All right? So you have to understand how they take over from civilization into their fucking ass and turn the entire world into this corruption. Now, so I'm telling you what the history book says, and you can look and see where everything that is built in antiquity is by the gods making, okay? So the civilization that we are talking about right now is what the gods did for the hybrid human beings. Gave them a better life, right? So this is what I'm trying to say here. A new form of existence with what the gods did for us. White people don't have anybody. We do nothing for them except their criminal acts against the African people, called civilization, came into being. So Who created civilization? These white people want to make you think, oh, they're running all these sophisticated institutions. They learn that. They learn that and then over time begin to like push, I mean, African people who don't have what it takes to hold their position. They kick them out of line. And this is what has happened until this day. But they think it would continue like that. It's not. It is not. And we are not people who strive on physical weapons. Okay? And when it comes to time for to display our civilized power, they were only making stone tools. When we start to make weapons and stuff like that, what they did was came in and steal the knowledge from us. But stealing the knowledge from us don't mean that we don't have the knowledge still. But they stole from us to enhance themselves. Now, we see how civilizations came together, about some 6 or 8 different features of civilization. Then we have the rise of cities, the growth of government. What kind of government you think they're talking about? The sodomite government? No. Government was in O. This is not AD and Adamani government. All right, so what was before AD and Adamani government? Listen, I'm opening your eye to see what these white faggots do when they talk about they come to America and it become United States. What they did was just simply use word conviction and their action and convince African people to go aside. So they did. They did not have no kind of antiquity or tradition, because I show you who they were for 1.5 million years and show you what these people are. I mean, you don't need to question nothing besides like say, look, get rid of them. That's what you have to do, because they had this opportunity to bring their sodomite fucking ass here all over everywhere we are. That's what I did. Now, we are at the point now where we have developed and advanced, and they will only know that something is different when they see manifestation. Manifestation like what I am talking about, that dig up all of their nasty roots that they put down. Root them up, you see. And they are going to like evaporate when they learn we ain't coming with no violence. We're not coming with any violence. But no less a force that when we speak and speak the truth and live to it, the gods supply the fuel and the blast to take them away. See? And let them talk about they don't want 2 daughters. They want the 2 men. They want to get around to the honors. These white people in America, that's who they are. If you make them convince you there's something else, then you still remain a fool. What? Why are they not in Europe? Why? No, you think that they have a right to come use AD and Adamani
imperial colonialism. That's what you think they have a right to. What do you call it? To divide and conquer and all these kind of stuff. They do not. They do not. Here is the kingship. Here is the government that exists. I just read it to you. Right? The growth of government means that from African people who were in villages and stuff like that, they had limited government. Now, it is showing you in the worldly textbook here, the growth of government, which means they have expansion of government services. Now, this is the last, paragraph I want to read to you, that you listen to it. The role of religion, okay? The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain, the religion that they are in. It's polytheism. The gods taught them reverence and what to do. Okay? And he says, in this uprise of the emergence of civilization, he says that all of them develop religions, the ceremonies and things like that they do, all the grooming that they do. Plain, right? The ceremonies and stuff that they are teaching, it is to explain the workings of the forces of nature that has to do with the Elohims themselves and the things that they do on earth. Of the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. My friend, it's telling you right there. The Homo sapien people are people who constitute the fact of our own existence. Somebody asks you about your existence, what do you tell them? It's not the Bible. It's the history called right here in the world. It's the textbook. It's not the Bible I'm reading. That's telling me about government and role of religion. This is not a Bible. And it is telling you the fact truth. You see, that the gods, they stand for workings of the forces of nature, the weather system and all the system that, like I said, they brought things here, bought grains and everything like that, and everything that we have and make us be, it comes from Elohim, in their image and after their likeness. These faggot white people turn our head around. Mm-mm. That's what they have done. All right? So now they come in and pretend that they are a part of polytheism. All right? Now, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval by the gods, of course. And some rulers claimed to be divine. My friends, I wanted to read that to you so that you get, a little awareness, kind of understanding. If you can't lean on the truth, well, what you're going to lean on? Something that, you may not get no kind of a good out of it. Now, let me read a little of a few things here for you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And if you have an interest into the things that I'm saying, just remember that I'm not a believing kind of person. Okay? I am someone who focus on knowledge. And when the church want to teach you that too much knowledge is not good for you, that's a lie. Look at the words and the definitions of the words. Okay? And you will find out that's not true. Don't believe things you don't know. Okay? And knowledge is what makes things work for people. All right? If you go to school, it's knowledge you go there for, to learn. It wasn't to believe anything. If you follow what I'm saying? So it's important that I say it, because a lot of people may not pay attention exactly to what I'm saying and may just take it simply. But I am talking the level of knowledge. Nobody is supposed to con you out of anything. You must know what you're thinking and what you're supposed to do. All right. So now I want to read to you a few paragraphs. Never give civilization knowledge to uncivilized homos erectus, Augustus. Never give civilization knowledge to uncivilized homo erectus, Augustus. You know that Caesar Augustus? Don't give your knowledge to them, because white people will never have a real need for the knowledge of the black people. They are criminals, homosexuals, that come up over the last 12,000 years. All right. Let me try and get this out to you. The psychology of extraordinary knowledge. Ordinary students exploring extraordinary. Zachariah Sitchin and other alien ancestors. Zachariah Sitchin, 1920 through 2010, studied economics at the University of London and was best known for his fringe theory on the origins of Earth and mankind's celestial ancestry, alien ancestry. According to his official website, www.sitchin.com, he is one of few scholars able to read and interpret ancient Sumerian and Arcadian clay tablets. Yes? Just a second. Okay, I'm so sorry. Never meant to be away for so long. Okay, but let's come back here to yes, he his interpretations and theories were compiled into his 7 books known as the Earth Chronicles. In his first novel, The 12th Planet, and its sequels, Sitchin claims there is a 12th planet beyond Neptune, known as Nibiru, that reaches our inner solar system. Once it come to it come into it It reaches inner solar system once every 3,600 years. According to Sitchin, an advanced race of human-like extraterrestrial came called the Anunnaki, lived on Nibiru and are the missing link of Homo sapiens evolution. There have been no new posting on Sitchin's official web page since 2017, but some 4,126 people follow the Sitchin, the Zachariah Sitchin Facebook page, which continues to make posts to this day. Additionally, Sitchin's books have sold millions. Millions of copies worldwide, and have been translated into almost 20 languages. So his influence is certainly noteworthy. The belief in Zachariah Sitchin and what he professed is important because it attempts to provide an answer to some humanity's timeless questions. Namely, why are we here and how did we come to be here? However, his explanations provide an extraordinary answer because they contradict our current knowledge regarding our solar system and the celestial bodies found therein and cannot be scientifically proven nor disproven as the only evidence is based upon subjective interpretation. The Anunnaki arrived on Earth 450,000 years ago looking for minerals, namely gold, which they began mining in Africa. And that is what I want one portion of what I wanted to express to you. All right. Now, I want to go to this next portion and see if I can do justice. You know, I wish I didn't have to, because I am really a little tired now, but I want to tell you about this. There is a story that's out since about 1988 to 1989. And the reason why I want to tell you, it is because it concerns the sodomite white people that is on our territory, our jurisdiction, that they claim they have a right to have. That's not true, because we are based in a government, like I told you before. We have government. Black people have government long before these white people come fooling around. Okay? So, no. Where the white people have jurisdiction is in Europe, not in African territories. They are fixed in now in the African territories, every African territory they own? Imagine that. How can that be true? How can it be possible? That's mad. That's crazy. You know, that the Chinese don't try to push off Indians into nowhere. Indians don't do that. I mean, Hispanic don't do that. Only the what you call them there over there, the Islam people, turn idiots after they proclaim that they were polytheism before. And so did these white people deceive them and got them off on the wrong track. You see? All right. So I want to tell you how these white fucking ass people who are making law in our territory to fuck us. Okay? It's as bad as I am telling you. It is as bad as I'm telling you. All right. There is a little portion of the story that concerns them that I want to tell you now. The way they lie about Adam and Eve in a garden is a ton of other things they lie about. But you believe in Adam and Eve. That's the reason why you go to church, right? All right. These white people are doing everything to take away the validity of the African people as a whole. That's what they're working on. So when you see they take our military and pursue knowledge down the road, them kill anybody them want kill and stuff like that, it is because they are after sexual sodomite dominance. About none, because they steal anything with of value and spin it up. If they you write a Bible and write all these kind of stuff in the Bible about black people, not about themselves, it means that whenever I tell you about America and American dream and stuff like that, you don't really know what they're talking about. And when they talk about they have a constitution, you don't know what these honest fucking people are all about. Talking about their own African territories. Legal jurisdiction, you don't fuck ass and get that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Legal jurisdiction over anywhere, you don't fuck nobody's ass and get that. Come with tradition, it come with the actual law that they fashion, in tradition. These white people think that they can make things the way they are out here doing it. But simply because they are smart and they do things, and we don't get to find out how they are maneuvering. Well, that's it. But white people don't have black people interest at all, unless to get you converted to Christianity. Christianity is the worst type of ideas that you can cherish, because it is not true, first to begin it. For Christianity to be true, Adam and Eve would have to be true. There is no part of Adam and Eve in the Bible that manifest any kind of truth whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? These folks are easy to drive away back into Europe where they come from. Easy to drive them back in there, because they won't be able to stand the pressure. Right now, they can't stand the pressure of civilization, and they try to corrupt it. But what happened when the Elohim is going to say, look, enough of that. I don't want no more of it. And they're going to teach somebody to have sense and totally dismantle and drive them away. The Elohim are good to change things to the way they want it. And once they get ready to do, and they are going to put someone to do it, and that's it. That's where the change is created. So what I want to tell you is you're looking at these white people and you think that they're bad and you're all kind of something with them. And you have to trust everything them tell you. Listen, they are not supposed to be here talking about they own anything or doing any business here in the Western world or any African territory. They don't. There's no government that is doing it. They don't have a government power. They can't get government power. They're uncivilized product. Okay? Homo erectus. They will never be civilized. They can't hold the position that they are holding now. And it's only a matter of time that the gods would put a stoppage to it. Right? It wouldn't depend upon us. The planet is something that they own. Story I want to tell you about is one that was reported in Zachariah Sitchin's book. A book titled Genesis Revisited. And this book has several important issues civilized people need to know. Because Zachariah Sitchin, Samuel Noah Kramer, quite a few other non-fiction work. Quite a few people have been writing in Sumerian. And you have, I think, some who are white people who try to twist reality, okay? They are all white people working for Jesus Christ. They want black people to continue believing Jesus Christ, which, of course, has absolutely no truth, no substance at all about Adam and Eve in a garden. It's all life. You read the thing and understand it. There is nothing at all about a Jesus and a God begat him as a son and all that. None of those things. You don't read anything and find no geography, nothing at all. And the Bible itself is corrupted because it's not a transcript, demic endorsement. None whatsoever. None. Okay? Serious work has academic consultants and teacher reviewers, people with good academic sense about the issues in book that is put forth to be, you know, to be accepted and possibly have a good knowledge of them. These white people, they, over the past 12 years, they have an agenda. And their first agenda is to take care of the black people. All right? And once they were able to do that by spreading churches and all the kind of stuff that they put out and delude people's thinking, people lose confidence in reading and go after history and read it. Now, these people, when you read the Bible and hear them talk about their sodomite behavior and conduct, you don't think that the white people them were swarm in the United States. You don't think that, oh, it only applies to some of them. No, they're a culture. They're a sodomite culture. And the few of them that may be, you don't go around and try to find out, they all come from Europe. And if they are not sodomite, well, it's good for them, right? Make them go on. The point is, we don't really need white people to speak for us. Why should we need white people to speak for us? We don't need them, period. Not because of the past few years. We don't want nobody at all because we are created in the image and after the likeness of our gods. And that's it. If we didn't know it, we're going to know it properly today and know how to behave ourselves. We don't need these white people then because they are only looking out for their sodomite self. That's what they're looking out for. They take the money from the black people and give it to themselves. And, you know, I mean, if you don't know what's going on, you're going to gain sympathy and think that these white people are okay to be in America. They don't have any right here. All of these white people, if they want to do business, go to Europe with it. Get out of African territory because there is no pity, not like that for them here. Why do they have to come here and do business? Why did first they say they're coming here because they want stuff from here? Why do they think that we African people have something here for them? Now, this goes to show you the kind of background that speaks about these sodomite people, them. What their objective has been, and when they talk about they're looking, they know they've come to see the free world and Christopher Columbus, you got to understand the kind of people sodomite they are. You better understand that. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the lies that they tell and are hiding. Okay? This is featured in Zachariah Sitchin's book. And somewhere in, what's the page? I want to give it a page. Yes, page 12. Okay, page 12. And it tells you an elaborate story, a true story that occurred back in, tell you where it said it began. I'm going to tell you. I'm looking for the page. Come on. It's taking me such a long time to come by the... Okay, that's right. I think I have it now. Okay, this is... from 1957. And then you have here... It says, on October 4th, 1957, the Soviet Union launched Earthlings, first artificial satellite, Sputnik, in 1957. All right. Sputnik 1, and set mankind on a road that has led man to the moon. And his spacecraft, solar system, and beyond. On July 12, 1988, the Soviet Union launched an unmanned spacecraft called Phobos 2. And may have provided mankind with its first Star Wars incident. So is this Star Wars incident, I want to read a little of the story to you, a portion of the story that's crucial and I want to share it with you. All right, Star Wars, they think is the first incident of Star Wars, not the Star Wars nickname, America's Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, but a war with people from another world. All right? Okay, so this, you know, if you're interested into this information and a lot of other, like, biblical issues too as well, see this book. It's not a big book. You know, the pages are like 332 pages. So, and, you know, it's a little paperback. But it's, you know, the information, very weighty. And if you're serious about, you know, living good and knowing the right thing and living good, this is a book that you should read. It's not a joking stuff. This is academic, certified information. Okay. All right. Now, let me see if I can do something with portion of the story. So something happened, okay, with this incident that is not accident, but an incident of Star Wars, okay? And the kind of Star Wars they're talking about is one planet fighting against another planet, all right? Well, this is an incident where it is argued very strongly that there is evidence that these white people are making inroads with Mars, that they are going there and getting, you know, seriously acquainted with that part of the universe. And so they began, well, you know about the first Sputnik that they go up with, right? Well, they have Phobos 2, right? And they have instrument there, spacecraft there, that they are doing, scanning the moonlets, and something happened, and you probably may have never heard it, but if you think these white people are good for you with the churches and all this kind of stuff and all these old bunch of evil, that you don't have a peaceful place called America. They filth all over it, kill all over it, and don't care. And, you know, that's they make it a homosexual mecca. That's what they've done. Okay? Now, I'm letting you know, you better get rid of these, get them out of your mind. Okay? Because I'm telling you, they are over with. They are done. The truth is no longer hidden. Right? This is one of their classic lies that they pull off about what happened over Mars. Okay? And the moon left of Mars. All right. Hear this portion of the story. So what was it that collided or crashed into Phobos? Talking about the spacecraft that they sent up there, right? So what was it that collided or crashed into Phobos the thing that should not be there? What do the last frame or frames still secret show? In this, what? In his careful words to A.W. and S.T., the chairman of the Soviet equivalent of NASA referred to that last frame when he tried to explain the sudden loss of contact, saying, one image appears to include an odd-shaped object between the spacecraft and Mars. If not debris or dust or a jettisoned part of Phobos 2, what was the object that all accounts incident now admit collided with the spacecraft? An object with an impact strong enough to put the aircraft, the spacecraft, into a spin. An object whose image was captured by the last photographic frame. We just don't know, said the chief of the Soviet space program. Evidence of an ancient space base on Mars and the odd-shaped shadow in its skies add up to an awesome conclusion. What the secret frames hide is evidence. Frames hide is evidence that the loss of Phobos 2 was not an accident, but an incident of a spacecraft from Earth intruding on their Martian base. Now, my friends, think of right here on Earth, and when African people walk out of Africa through Asia and come through the Bering Bridge and come into Western world, and the white people come and take over the Western world and say it's their civilization, and they are sodomite culture. They never civilized, but they're calling themselves civilized now. So you think of what they are doing above our heads, all right, and lying about it. Hear some more of what it says. Let me go over this little few lines. What the secret frames hide is evidence that the loss of Phobos 2 was not an accident, but an incident. Perhaps the first incident in a Star Wars, the shooting down of an alien's, the shooting down by aliens from another planet, spacecraft from Earth, intruding on their Martian base. So there is a base up there on Mars. And been there, like I say, I mean, ancient, you know, and that they took action against these this spacecraft that was coming there, you know, that day, right? And they describe how this object that should not there, you know, how it strike the aircraft that hit it into a spin. Right? And they have photographs of exactly the evidence of the object and fail to give it up. These honest white, faggot white people. When you talk about the all of these European country people, who pool together, because there's a lot of them, maybe like 13 or so of them, pool together to do this voyage of Phobos 2, right? They are all into it together, and then when it comes down to something happen and they don't want it to be known, they try their best to like to hide it, and this is what is happening here. This is what is happening here. This is not a joke. This is for real. Right? They said they go to the moon, right? Well, this is an incident that is recorded. This is what was happening here. Let's see this. As it occurred to the readers, based on what has happened, the writer here is saying, as it occurred to you, the readers, or to us, the readers, that the Soviet space chief's answer, we just don't know what the hard-shaped object between the spacecraft and Mars was. The chief is saying that. But they are holding the last frame to show it, to show the object that they are hiding there. Until this day, they don't show it. You see what I mean? You see, if they show it, sodomite people them. It's really going to really hurt them and what they're trying to do, right? But as they gone back to Mars, I know that they said they sent something to Mars to hunt and look for things. But what they were doing at the moonlet of Mars was doing scanning, and they accomplished one portion of the mission, and they were to do another phase when something happened, and this is the crucial part of the information is what these sodomite uncivilized white people come into African territory everywhere and say they have right to be there, and they don't have not even the smallest dust of legal rights. They claim that they are setting up government on Earth themselves. That's not possible to happen. And if we sit down and allow them to do it and don't say nothing, it would be like a tragedy if black people sit down and let these people fucking each other's ass go inspired open Mars and doing all this kind of stuff when they were just knocked out of the sky. All right, here it is. So now, with the lying of hiding the picture that they hold back, just don't know what the hard shape object between the spacecraft on Mars was. Is tantamount to calling it a UFO, you know? An unintended flying, what is it? Oh, unidentified. Okay. He says, yes. He says, we just don't know what the hard-shaped object between the spacecraft and Mars was. Is tantamount to calling it a UFO, an unidentified flying object. That's what he is really, you know, saying. Because he's holding back a piece of evidence and saying they don't really know what the thing, the whole thing is. So this is saying, as it occurred to the readers, that the Soviet space chief answer, we just don't know what the odd shape object between the spacecraft and Mars was. He's denying a fact, these sodomites. He says, they don't know what it was. It's tantamount to calling it a UFO, an unidentified flying object, once he begins to deny that and have the evidence of it. So that means they're turning it into like an unidentified object when they have the evidence that this thing is real. This is it. But they're hiding it. That's these honest fucking white people. So he says, for decades now, ever since the phenomenon of what was first called flying saucers. So they began after that to call it flying saucer and identify stuff. So they're lying all this time about it. And later, UFOs became a worldwide enigma. You remember? Yes, for a long time, I remember that. They're talking about UFO, right? So it went on that people begin to, like, you know, call. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they began to do that people begin to say, oh, you know, they sight a UFO here, a UFO there, all right? But now we are getting a truth that totally decimate what these honest fucking white men are doing. And black people don't have no say-so over what they're doing. Come on, man. I mean, what's up? So here it is. No self-scientist would touch that subject, even with a foot, pole, except that is to ridicule the phenomenon and whoever
was foolish enough, seriously. This is what I wanted to, like, get to you. I know I stumble, but I hope you understand something. To understand, to know that all of this has transpired. All of this transpired. And they are hiding and sneaking and trying to do all kinds of things. And African people are here trusting them, going to church and all this kind of stuff. Listen, my friend, I trust that we wake up and find a new dawn, a day, a new dawn, okay? Because there are a lot of things here for us to come to identify and have as a knowledge. If you want to continue believing Bible, that has absolutely no academic certification at all. And you want to believe those things and think that faith is the substance of things, so for the evidence of things not seen. Now, I tell you, my friend, now, please wake up. Wake up, please. Remember, I grew up in church and stuff. And not able to read. When I started to read and understand, it was a different thing. And these white people are really taking us out. You see? And if we don't understand their trickery, we will suffer. I mean, at least for a time, sometime, we will suffer. Now, we don't need to go there. We need to find out the truth for ourselves. And that's what I am doing right here now, and get the truth out to you, that you know that these white people are not black people's friend in any kind of way. And I am telling you to be aware that this is the end of their stay in the Western world and in the other places that they are in, because look, they are honest fucking white people. They must go to their own inhabitants. That's all there is to it. I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you are benefited from what you hear, and it's all up to you. So what do I have to say right now? This nice tune here. Before I lose my strength, and I think this is After Midnight singing this.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord. Yeah. Before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind, before I tremble before I lose my strength. Before I lose my strength. Back, back to Babylon. So many vibes to care for my people been suffering over Yala. Should not prolong no more, my son. So before I lose my strength, all of my thoughts of good. Before I lose my strength, implemented as they should.